Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Kaleida Health and the unions representing more than 6,300 healthcare workers have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract. Larry Zielinski, former president of Buffalo General Hospital, is joining us on the WBEN Live Line. Larry, how important is it hearing about this tentative deal this morning? I remember you were very concerned about a strike.
Yeah, I think the entire healthcare community is just breathing a big sigh of relief. It's terrific news. It's going to have, repercussions down the road financially for Kaleida and really for all of us, because these costs are going to, work their way through the healthcare system and through healthcare premiums. But the prospect of a strike across that system would have been devastating for the community. And I'm just really happy that the two sides came to an agreement.
The prospect of a strike that, in the last year has become more and more of a reality, something that I think all of us would have once looked at and said, well, it's not going to actually happen. They'll figure something out. I mean, that was a very real possibility a strike could happen.
They are. And they're becoming what used to be a rarity in healthcare is becoming more prevalent. there's labor unrest across all industries. So there's some commonality there. But healthcare strikes were relatively rare. There's been over a dozen healthcare strikes across the country, including one that's still ongoing out in California. So, healthcare workers are using this this power more than ever, and it has very, very significant impact for communities, not only here in Western New York, but all across the country.
This was done quietly after marathon talks, out of the public eye. Is that an important factor in this?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's when either side is issuing press releases and really talking to you guys. That's not a good sign. The best sign is when they are rolling up their sleeves and working long hours and not talking to the public or the community. That generally means progress is being made. And I was taking some solace from the Kaleida CEO's, the new Kaleida CEO, Don Boyd's comments last week, where it's very rare, in my experience, for a healthcare CEO to basically step up in the middle of these negotiations and make a comment about how much he wanted to avoid a strike and how devastating it would be. So that was a good sign.
Well, on that front, it really only took about a week of negotiations since that strike authorization vote went through, right? If you consider that happened a couple weeks ago, one of those weeks, it was reported Kaleida employees and people who would have been at the bargaining table had other things to deal with for a whole week, that negotiations didn't really go on. And then it was only a few days later that now we have this announcement. Did that strike authorization vote work?
I think it did. I think that it is a step that normal step that unions take in these negotiations. The tenor of these negotiations, they've been going on since March. They deal with many, many, many different issues. I think there were, over 15 or 16 bargaining units. So there are lots and lots of very small items, non-compensation related items that they work out. And then the big ones are just sitting there. And this was staffing and wages. And I think staffing in particular, because the staffing ratios that the union was requesting, my understanding is not only at the bedside, but in other support areas. And those are costly. And so leaving the final two most costly issues to the end, they're out there. I think everybody knows what the issues are. And then it's just a question of trying to settle, which I'm very happy they did.
ECMC nurses are next. Their contract expires at the end of the year. Do you think this deal with Kaleida will have a big impact on this next one?
Unquestionably. And Susan, it's not just ECMC. There are the ECMC nurses are represented by the New York State Nursing Association. So they represent 30,000 nurses across the state, including some of the huge New York City health systems like Mount Sinai and New York Presbyterian and Montefiore. So they are definitely looking at this settlement, the Mercy settlement last year, and that is going to be another expensive contract settlement for New York State healthcare systems.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.